It's a very good day. I think we bowled nicely this morning and managed to pick up 5 wickets before lunch, and then would have been nice to take a couple of catches there straight after lunch. I think a perfect day would be 180. I know 250 is, I think, probably from the amount the wicket did this morning, is about par for first innings, but I think the wicket's flattened out now in the sunshine, and tomorrow morning session will be a big session for us. If we can push on to get up level with them by sort of halfway through tomorrow and then kick on and get a big score, I think we'll be in a very, very strong position.
It would be wrong to be critical after such a good day, but at 56 for 5, was there just a tinge of disappointment they got to 252?
I think that yes, I think that there would be. I think we are in a very strong position without being at our best today. Mm. So that's really good, so we're in a very, very good position, and I think if we can kick on tomorrow, then I think we'll be in a position where we can push on and try and win the game.
Let's talk about the bowling yet again. Young Jofra Archer, Inkster amongst the wickets. He seemed to have this knack of taking wickets.
Yeah, he's a very good bowler. He's got the added advantage is no one's really seen him, so people haven't really got a plan to play against him yet. He sort of sneaks up on you a little bit. He's not really attack his run up very much, and he seams the ball, and he's got a great deal of pace. So, there's all the attributes there for a very, very promising young fast bowler.
What's it like working with him, John?
Very easy. His point, you just got to keep him on track. He's got all the natural attributes. He works hard. He's really, really keen. He wants to do really well. He wants to take as many wickets as possible, and it's just a matter of guiding him really, without actually having to do too much. Technically, he's very, very efficient, and you just got to try and teach him how to play the game. That's the key to being a great fast bowler, is understanding how to play the game of cricket. And I suppose as most young fast bowlers, very, very keen to get as many wickets as possible as quickly as possible. That's not always the best way to play the game, especially on a pitch like this, which is slow but has got a little bit of seam. So if you can help him be slightly more patient, and maybe to put a few wise words in his ear, and hopefully he listens and takes them out onto the pitch, and so far so good. He's been very productive for us.
He seems to have a very uncomplicated action, particularly his approach to the wicket, John.
Yeah, he's technically very sound. He doesn't overdo it in his run-up. I think in years to come where he gets a bit bigger and a bit stronger, there might be a little bit more to come from him as well. So, he bowls 85 mile an hour at the moment. I think there's probably 4 or 5 mile an hour more in there if we choose to make any adjustments.
Let's talk about Sussex's reply, because well-placed, 111 for one. Just, I guess, a shade disappointing. He got out right at the close.
Yeah, no, that would have been the perfect day. I think none down at the end there, but they 100 partnership on that pitch against a nice bowling attack. It was a very fine effort, and the boys played very nicely there. We talked about having to see off the new ball, and the new ball was a big threat on that pitch. I think once the ball gets older and softer, it will become easier to bat.
And let's talk about Ed Joyce, 1,000 county championship runs for the season with 5 games to go. That's some achievement, isn't it?
Yeah, he's relentless, isn't he? He's an extremely good professional. He works extremely diligently on his cricket. He's very knowledgeable, and he's a fine, fine player. I always really enjoy playing against him. It's always a tough challenge to try and get him out. He's a very, very, very fine player, and I'm sure there's a lot more runs for Sussex to come from him.
You've had a look at the wicket. How's it going to play, John, over the next 3 days?
I think it's going to be slow, and it's going to be hard work. It's both with bat and ball. It's almost how would I describe it? It's just a bit of a turgid pitch from now on, I think. It'll be hard work to get runs, but it'll also be hard work to get wickets as well. So I think we're going to have to work very hard and bowl slightly better than we did today to bowl them out in the second innings.
Can I ask you as well, Stu Whittingham missed out in this game. I know he had a bad back from the last game. Presumably it's not recovered, John.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Stu, he's got a slight inflammation in one of the discs in his back. So it's not serious back injury, but it's serious enough to keep him out for the foreseeable future. I'm hoping that he'll be potentially fit for next week to play against Kent, and if not, maybe the week after.